借主的恩典，我们能够聚在他的跟前。
We thank the Lord for His grace. We can be gathered before Him.
每一次我来到这里，里面都非常的喜乐。
Every time I come here, I'm filled with joy.
因为我们实在知道主在这里。
Because we truly know that the Lord is here.
弟兄姊妹，每一个人，我们的心啊，向着主，虽然外面寒冷。里面是火热的。
Even though it's very cold outside, and yet inside of our hearts, brothers and sisters, we are full of warmth.
我们好不好今天一起来啊，中文、英文，你用什么话一起来读一段圣经？我们很熟悉的。
So why don't we read together in Chinese or English or any other language, together with one scripture?
马太福音第二十五章，我们从十四节。把这一章读完，读到三十节，我们很熟悉的一段圣经。
Matthew 25, starting from verse 14 to the end, verse 30.
啊，弟兄姊妹，马太福音二十五章。
Matthew 25.
我们从十四节读到三十节，我们一起啊
，from verses 14 to 30.
语言来读啊
，use any language that you like.
啊。主都听得懂。
The Lord will understand.
十四节，二十五章十四节。
Verse 14.
天国
For the kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling to a far country. He called his own servants and delivered his goods to them. And to one he gave five talents, to another two, and to another one, to each according to his own ability. And immediately he went on the journey. Then he who had received the five talents went and traded with them and made another five talents. And likewise, he who had received two gained two more also.But he who had received one went and dug in the ground and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants came and settled accounts with them. So he who had received five talents came and brought five other talents, saying, Lord, you delivered to me five talents. Look, I have gained five more talents besides them.His Lord said to him, Well done, good and faithful servant. You are faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. He also, who had received two talents, came and said, Lord, you delivered to me two talents. Look, I have gained two more talents besides them. His Lord said to them, Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. Then he who had received the one talent come.And said, Lord, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you have not sown, and gathering where you have not scattered seed. And I was afraid and went and hid your talent in the ground. Look, there you have what is yours. But his Lord answered and said to him, You wicked and lazy servant, you knew that I reap where I have not sown, and gather where I have not scattered seed. So you ought to have deposited my money with the bankers. And at my coming, I would have received.See back my own with interest. So take the talent from him and give it to him who has 10 talents. But to everyone who has more will be given, and he will have abundance. Him who does not have, even what he has will be taken away, and cast the unprofitable servant into the outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
这一段圣经大家都非常的熟悉。
I believe you're very familiar with the scripture.
我愿意用这些圣经来提醒我自己，也我们一起来互相的勉励。
So I like to use the scripture to remind myself and to encourage one another.
这里一开始就说啊，天国也好比一个人要到外国去，就叫了他的仆人来。把他的家业交给他们。
So in the beginning, for the kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling to a far country who called his own servants and delivered his goods to them.
我们都知道我们的主，这是我们的主， 在离开世界以前对门徒所讲的一个比喻。
We know this is a parable spoken by the Lord to the disciples before he left this earth.
他要回到父那里去嘛。
He was to go to his father.
所以他把他的门徒，这里说把他的仆人叫来，把他的家业交给他们。
So he called this here in the parable, the servants, and delivered his goods to them.
所以我们首先知道在圣经里面，每一次讲到仆人，这是他买回来的奴仆。
So every time the Bible mentions about servants, are those slaves, whom the master purchased.
也就是说，是主付了重价买回来属于他的一些的奴仆，就是我们。
They are those whom the master paid a dear price to redeem, to buy back, and they we are those people.
今天我们来到主的跟前，我们首先要站队，或者我们要清楚知道我们跟主的关系，或者是我们的地位。
So today, as we come before him, we need to know our position, our status.
我们大家说我们是因信都有神的生命，我们都是神的儿女，这点一点都没有错。
So we all believe, and because of faith, we are God's children. It is indeed true.
我们享受他的生命，我们享受他的爱，我们因信得了主给我们的产业。
And we trust in him, we believe in him, and because of our faith, we receive inheritance from him.
但是我们多少说忘记我们是他用重价买赎回来做他的仆人。
But we often forget that we have been redeemed by the master with a dear price.
今天你出了任何的代价买了一些的东西或者房子成为你所有的产业。
Today you spend money or pay a price to obtain something that becomes your inheritance.
我们实在要知道是主把我们买回来，所以我们是属于他，我们是他的奴仆，我们有一个责任在我们的身上。
So we need to know that we were redeemed by the master, and there is a responsibility that we have.
我们经常忘记，我们只说都是恩典，都是恩典，感谢赞美主，我们在神的家里面为所欲为。
So we often say that this is all grace, we're in the family of God.
我们就看到我们很多的小孩子，尤其是我们中国家庭的小孩子啊，都没有好好的管教啊，都在溺爱。
So we see many children, especially Chinese family children, they are spoiled.
Yeah. 但是我们不要忘记，我们有责任，我们也是他的奴仆。
But let us not forget that we have a responsibility, that we are his slave or his servant.
在这段圣经里面有很多的教训，我愿意特别提醒弟兄姊妹，好像刚才我们唱的那首诗歌说，他来当然要奖赏，但是也要算账。
So there are many lessons in this passage, just like the hymn that we sang, that when he comes, he will reward, but there's an accounting for.
我自己一直觉得今天教会在地上各样的失败。
I personally feel that there are many defeats in the church today.
我们是忘记了我们的责任。
We have forgotten our responsibilities.
我们忘记了主回来我要跟我们算账。
We have forgotten that God will settle accounts with us when he returns.
我们只是在他的爱里面，我们好像在那里随便的享用，我们忘记了我们有责任的。
It seems like we were just enjoying ourselves in his love, and we have forgotten we have responsibilities.
今天就是有一天当我们见主面的时候。
Today, when we meet the Lord,
主说审判是从神的家开始。
God says the judgment begins with the family of God.
当然我们已经不要担心那个白色大宝座灭亡与进到永生的那一个审判。
Even though we are not worried about the great white throne's judgment.
因为我们都是主的宝血洗净的，我们都是他的儿女。
Because we are his children, we have been washed clean by his blood.
但是在这段圣经里面，讲到主人到就讲到天国的比喻，说他的主人到外边去啊，他把他的家业交给他的仆人，今天把教会交给我们。
So this parable of the kingdom of heaven is like he was giving his own, he gave his goods to his servants. So God has given his church to us.
当我们都知道马太福音二十五章这里是讲到恩赐。
So we know in Matthew 25, this is speaking about gifts.
这里说是照着他们的才干给他们银子，银子是讲到恩赐，一千五千两千。
So here in verse 15, to one he gave five talents, to another two, and to another one. So this is talking about gifts.
是为了服侍，为了建造教会用的。
According to his own ability, so this is for the purpose of building the church.
而且是不同的。
And they are different.
是按着才干，有的给五千，有的给两千，有的给一千。
So, it's according to his own ability. So some is given five, some two, and another one.
弟兄姊妹，其实主这个才干呢、啊，你有没有什么才干，也是主给的，对不对？
But brothers, sisters, these abilities, whether or not you have them, they're also given by the Lord.
但是才干也很重要，因为才干用才干可以。运用这些的恩赐。
So abilities are important because you can make use of these gifts.
可以有才干去支配这些银子。
So you have the abilities to manage those talents.
那我觉得大家都很熟悉的啊，五千、两千、一千。
I think you're familiar with the five, the two, and the one.
如果五千两的，五个他连得的啊恩赐呢？一般都不会被埋没啊，是不是？
So with the five talents, usually they would not be buried.
那两千两呢，就差一点，
and、so、
但是还 OK 吧啊。
So the two talents maybe they are lacking a little, but they're still OK.
但是这个一千两的就出了问题。
But with the one talent, there was a problem.
当他的主人啊过了许久啊，你看到。这个圣经里面的话很有意思，就是他给我们很多的机会。
But then if you read the verse that in a long time, after a long time, so the Lord returned.
所以你看到这一方面是给我们机会，一方面也是一个考验。
So he gave us, the master gave us opportunities, but it's also a test.
他就回来，因为主交给他的仆人这里说啊，是交给他们，叫他们去做买卖。
So、we see that he gave them in order to do trading.
就是他给了你恩赐，不是叫你整天在那里坐在那里欣赏我的恩赐。
So he gave the abilities and gifts to you, not for you to just sit around and just enjoy those benefits.
你看这个第。十六节那里说，那领五千的随机拿去做买卖，另外赚了五千。
So in verse 16, then he who had received the five talents went and traded with them and made another five talents.
那领两千的也照样另赚了两千。
And likewise, he who had received two gained two more also.
十八节说，那领一千的就去挖开地。把主人的银子藏在地里面。
In verse 18, but he who had received one went and dug in the ground and hid his Lord's money.
十九节那里说，过了许久，那些仆人的主人来了，他们算账。
And verse 19, after a long time, the Lord of those servants came and settled accounts with them.
我觉得这个许久啊，一方面是恩典，我刚才讲。
So this,
我们有的时候稍微懒惰一下呢，主还给我们机会啊。
So this after a long time, it tells us that this is God's grace, that he gives us opportunities. We can become a little lazy, but we can still catch on.
但是你觉得也是一个考验。
But again, it's also a test.
所以我本来觉得呢，你们这些做科学研究的人呢是最厉害的，头脑最聪明。
I used to think that those of you who are in scientific research, you have a very smart mind.
但是后来我发现了，最聪明、最厉害、最难做的不是做 research， 是做生意。
生意哦。So I realized that those the smartest are the ones not in research, but those who are doing business.
啊，所以你有没有发现呢？啊。这个做生意的人就很羡慕你们这些 academy 的人啊。
Do you see that those who are in business, they really envy those of you who are in research?
但是你发现后来这些做 research 的人呢，你很羡慕这些做生意很有钱的人。
But then you realize that those who are doing research, also envy those who are in business.
他们看到这些很有钱的人呢，在拼命的讨好他们，因为他们需要 grant， 他们还捐钱给他们做 research.
So they would try their best to please those who are doing business in order to get money for their grant research.
哦，但是我实在发现赚钱是不容易的。
I realize that it's very difficult to earn money.
你要忠心，你要殷勤，你还要用脑筋，你还要搞定很多的人的困难。
You have to be very faithful, you have to strive, and you have to satisfy many people.
但是我们在这里看到的是五千、两千、一千，没有五百，
but
也没有八千。
But we see here 5 talents, 2 talents, and 1 talent. We don't see
half
or 80%.
No, 8000. 8个talent.
Oh, 8 talents.
就有人说，哦，你们这些人太笨了。Let me do everything.
So they say that, oh, you are too foolish. Let me do everything.
你看到在神的这个三种人就包括所有神的儿女。
So all these 3 types of people encompassed all of God's people.
也就是说，你顶多有5000。
So it means that the most you would have is 5 talents.
我们就是很尊重的，我们这个江弟兄啊、陈弟兄这些，也就5000。
So the ones
比我多一点点，我最少有1000。
So the we respect our brother Stephen Kong or brother Christian Chen.They had the 5,000s, and I
顶多了
the most I would have is 1 talent.
最少你有1000。
Oh, at least I have 1 talent.
Yeah. 所以弟兄姊妹，你不要以为你是小萝卜头啊，什么都不要管，
so,
叫这些前面的弟兄去做就好了。
So brothers and sisters, don't think that you're nothing. Just let the brothers in front do all the work.
你看到当神来跟我们算账的时候，
You see when the Lord comes to settle accounts with us.
我们整天就说我们要一方面我们要小心，我们不能够犯罪。感谢主，我们都做圣洁的生活。但是你知道主来算账，不光光算你做了什么，还要跟你算你应该做你没有做的什么。
So when the Lord returns to settle accounts with us, he will examine if we have done what we were supposed to do, and also look for those things that we should have done but we didn't.
所以今天我们在神的家里面，我们要忠心啊。弟兄姊妹，我们要做得好，做得对，啊，
so、
我们的生活，我们的侍奉，但是我们也要留意一下。
So in God's house, we have to pay attention, and watch out.
Do the right thing.
Do the right thing.
但是我们也要注意我们要做的，但是我们没有做。
We have to look out for those things that we ought to have done.But we didn't.
主给了我们机会啊，他过了很久才回来，等我们这1000两的啊去赚。
But God gave us opportunities. He returns only after a long time. And so he gave us that one talent to trade.
所以今天我们在神的面前，我们要真是要警醒。
So before God, we ought to be alert.
当我们讲到这一段的时候呢，我想弟兄姊妹，你马上可能想到路加福音十九章那里好像有一个相同的一个比喻。
As we speak on this passage, there's a similar one in Luke 19.
那里是路加福音十九章，我们就不详细读，十二十三节那里说。
We won't read it, but in verse 13.
十二十三节说有一个贵胄往远方去，要德国回来，然后他就叫了他十个仆人来，交给他们十锭银子，说你们去做生意，只等我回来。十五节说他既德国回来，就吩咐那些领银子的仆人来，要知道他们做生意赚了多少。
So it says, a certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return. So he called 10 of his servants, delivered to them 10 minas, and said to them, do business till I come. But his citizens hated him and sent a delegation after him, saying, we will not have this man to reign over us. So it was that when he returned, having received the kingdom, he then commanded these servants to whom he had given the money to be called to him, that he might know how much every man had gained by trading.
你看这两个比喻好像很相像。
It seems like these two parables are similar.
都是主人要出去就把银子交给他的仆人。
It's the master going away and he gave money to the servants.
但是这两个地方给银子有一点不一样。
But you find that the money in these two parables are different.
马太福音二十五章是给用汤连德做那个单位。
In Matthew 25, they use the talents as the unit.
到了路加福音呢，是用这个米纳做单位。
But in Luke 19, it uses mina as the unit.
但马太福音那里说有五千、两千、一千。
In Matthew, it says five, two, and one.
但是到了路加福音，把他仆人召来，每人一样。都是一锭银子，一个米纳。
But in Luke, each one gets the same. They all get one mina each.
然后回来都要说你们要去做生意，都要叫你们增加。
And so after he returns, he wants to see how much you have gained from the trading.
所以读圣经的人就告诉我们，这两个马太福音是讲到恩赐，是有不同的恩赐，但是你要去为主做工增加。
So Matthew speaks on the gifts, which you will go out and you increase by the Lord.
路加福音呢，那也是讲每人一样，我们每个信主的人，我们有什么一样，我们同样得到生命。
So Luke speaks on the same thing that you receive every believer, and which is the life.
但是我们的恩赐就是服侍要赚钱增加。
But regarding the gifts, it needs to be increased.
但是同样主给我们主的生命，我们也要去增加。
But similarly with the life that God gives us, it also needs to increase.
主给我们借着我们不同的才干，给我们有不同的恩赐我们就不详细讲了。我想弟兄姊妹都了解你在基督身体的里面，神给你在不同的岗位上面有不同的功用，对不对？
So we won't speak much about the gifts, but I think brothers and sisters understand the different responsibilities that you as a member of the body serves him.
是根据他把你放在什么地方，你有什么功用，眼睛有什么功用，手有什么功用，但是你都要发挥你的功用，为了身体的成长。
So for the body to grow, where he puts you, whether you're an eye or a hand, you can fulfill the function that you were given.
同样，神儿子的生命在你里面。
Also, the life of Christ is also in you.
他要你的生命 去成长，去为主赚钱。
So he also wants the life in you to grow, to also increase.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有发现，其实恩赐啊跟生命是连在一起的。
Brothers and sisters, I don't know whether you realize that the gifts and the life are connected.
可能有人他外面没有做什么大的工作。
Perhaps for some, they don't have any good accomplishments outside.
哦，但是你看到他属于生命的成长。
But you see the increase in his spiritual life.
而且你最后发现，所谓有大恩赐能够建立教会帮助我们的人呢。
And for those so-called spiritual men who is able to help us,
其实真正属灵的建造呢，是用生命把你的恩赐在那里建立起来。
So a true spiritual building is using your life through your gifts to build the church.
所以在这里说，每个人都有一锭银子，一个米囊，每人都一样的。
So here, everyone gets the same. Everyone gets a mina.
你同样要拿到主给你的，然后去赚，去成长。
So take what you receive from the Lord and you trade and to make it increase.
弟兄姊妹，属灵生命的成长，我想我们就不用多讲了。我们在这里一直讲的信息，都是叫弟兄姊妹能够成长。
Also, brothers and sisters, we won't speak too much about the growth in our spiritual life, which is really the message that we always have.
直到基督在我们里面成为那个荣耀的盼望，我们都能够像他。
Until Christ becomes our glorious hope, and that we can all be like him.
所以我们在这里真实的看到，我们这些不单是神家里面神的儿女，我们都是他的仆人，他出个代价，重价把我们买回来，我们有责任的。
So we are servants under our master, and he has purchased, redeemed us with his dear price.
我们需要去做工，我们需要去服侍。
We have our responsibilities. We have to work and to serve.
我可以讲，今天很多服侍主的人呢、啊。好像为什么他的恩赐好像是到了年纪大一点才知道。
For those who serve the Lord, it seems like he only comes to realize when he gets a little older.
也就是说，因为生命，因为恩赐是需要操练出来的。
It seems like the gifts need to be exercised.
所以你看到我们这些弟兄本来站在这里呢，好像是有一点怕羞的，但是现在你看他站在这里很成熟、啊、有风度、啊、现在你看。
So a brother could begin standing here almost timid and shy, but then you see him standing there with confidence serving.
你看到他的恩赐显明出来，是因着在教会里面服侍有操练的机会。
You see that his gifts are revealed becausethey were exercised in the church.
所以很多时候啊，有的弟兄就是缩在后面，姊妹也是啊，什么都不干啊。
So sometimes
因为我的恩赐这么小，没有办法跟他比嘛。
So sometimes some brothers and sisters they would stay in the back and they seem to shy away. They think that their gifts cannot be compared with those others.
因为有的人呢，没有什么恩赐，就拼命的在那里讲。
And there's those who have no gifts, and yet they're speaking, talking all the time.
经常讲那些怕讲道的人要多讲。
So Stephen, Brother Kong used to say that those who are afraid of speaking or giving message, they ought to speak more.
要整天喜欢讲话的人要小心，可能不一定主要你讲。
But those who like to talk and say a lot,they ought to be careful.
但是多半的弟兄姊妹啊，都是有恩赐而没有操练，没有运用就埋没了。
But most brothers and sisters, they have the gifts, but because they were not exercised, so they become buried.
所以我们今天在这里看到一件 在神的家里面不成长失败，是我刚才讲过一句话，是我们忘记了我们有一天要去交账。
Also, many times in the family of God, we often go around, we forget that we have the responsibilities, and we forget that we have to settle accounts with the master.
你越服侍，你越觉得你需要生命的成长。
The more you serve, you know that you need to grow spiritually.
你越服侍，你就觉得你里面够不上，所以你需要自己更多的对付自己，你更需要把神的话放在你里面。
But the more you serve, you realize how much more you lack more, and how much more you need to put the word of God in you.
所以属灵的恩赐跟属灵的生命的成长是连在一起的。
So spiritual gifts and the spiritual life, their growth is connected.
所以都是要付代价的。
So they both require a sacrifice, a price.
你不要以为，哎呀，叫你们去干吧，我就把主给我的，我就藏起来，好好的保留，藏在地里面。
So don't think that why don't you guys go ahead and I will just carefully bury what the Lord has given me, hide it in the ground.
你不要以为你什么都不讲，你是很谦卑。
Don't think that you don't speak anything and that shows that you're humble.
其实你是坐在那里，在这个批评这个两千的啊，跟那个五千的差很远。
But you are criticizing the one with the two talents in your heart and saying that he's lacking so much from the five talents.
或者你在那里妒忌那个五千的两千的。
Or perhaps you are jealous of those with the two and the five talents.
或者你在那里怕我不行，我就讲的不好，没有面子，还是你自己其实谦卑是为了骄傲。
And so perhaps you're in fear you have the one talent, so in your sense, that your humbleness actually become a pride.
你知道很多时候那些很有才干的人，他们在主面前的服侍啊，能够显出功用，其实也不是只靠天才的。
But you know, those with the gifts, they're able to serve. It's not totally depending on their talents.
他们也一直是在那里依靠主，而且呢是殷勤。
But they also depend on the Lord, and they are being faithful.
我承认我是一个不懂音乐的人啊，有的时候这个看谱都是不会看的啊。
So I confess, I don't know much about music. I don't read music.
但是如果这个司琴你弹得好啊，我里面会跳的。
But when the pianist plays well, my heart responds.
因为我不懂音乐，所以他的水平怎么样，其实不太了解。
Because I don't know music, so I really don't know how well she plays.
我以前在我们当中有一个姊妹是concert pianist.
There was a sister who was a concert pianist.
她一每一次司琴呢，我里面会跳。
Every time she played, I felt my heart bouncing.
但是你知道，我不是欣赏她这个技术。
她
的技术，她是经常很守规矩的啊，不会搞一些花样出来的啊。
So she played not really with too much fancy.
但是如果每一次下礼拜我讲到，礼拜天晚上那个领事就来追我。
So,
你这个礼拜要讲什么？那个司琴的在追我。
And so if it was my turn to preach, the worship leader or the pianist, they will be after me. What hymn would you like to sing?
因为原来是他弹琴，他其实他是闭上眼都比我们弹琴，别人弹的好嘛。但是他老早就要预备。
Even though she could probably play blindfolded, yet she would take a long time to prepare.
弟兄姊妹，真正的服侍是需要生命的度量，在主面前等候与警醒。
Brothers, sisters, the true service It requires a capacity and a time of preparation before the Lord.
今天我们在主面前我们所领受的丰盛的生命，主给我们的才干，主给我们的恩赐，我们可能不知道，但是当我们去摆上的时候，超卖的时候就出来了。
So we've received this abundant life from the Lord, but when we may not realize the gifts that God gave you until you put it forth and offer it to the Lord.
所以你看到那一千两的埋在地里，把主给的银子。
And you see the one with the one talent burying the talent on the ground.
你知道地呀、啊，我们用属灵的意思来讲，是最埋没神的恩赐的。
You know, spiritually speaking, the ground really represents something that you truly bury God's gifts to.
当你跟地那么亲密啊，你神给你的银子就显不出功用来。
When you're so close to the world, so close to the earth, it's difficult to reveal the talents that God gave you.
换一句话说，你整天去跟这些所谓的朋友在那里嬉皮笑脸，在那里讲，甚至讲一些污秽的话，然后你怎么能够把神给你的恩赐向他们去传福音呢？
In other words, if you're just spending your time during the day to just fool around with your friends, or even speaking of some unclean language, how can you testify and preach the gospel to them?
如果你整天在地里面打滚，神的恩赐怎么能够显出来呢？
Because you're always involved and intertwined with the world, how can you reveal your function for the Lord?
你的生命怎么能够成长呢？
How can your spiritual life grow?
如果不是生命来把你的恩赐来 deliver 出来的话，你怎么能够显出它的功用呢？
If your life cannot reveal your gifts, your function cannot be seen.
还有一点我愿意跟弟兄姊妹交通的，你看到21节啊，主对那个五千又赚了五千所讲的话。
So in verse 21, the words spoken by the Lord to those to the one with the five talents.
还有23节，主对那个两千又赚了两千所讲的话是完全一字不差的。
And the words that he spoke to the two talent person, it's the words are exactly the same.
也就是说，主不是说看你做了多大的事情。
So in other words, it's not because you have done something great.
所以那个五千的赚了五千，这个很厉害啊，多了一倍。那个人只赚了两千，哎呀，这差很远了，对不对？我的恩赐比他大很多嘛。
So with the one with the five talents earning another five, that's so great.And much greater than the one seems like more than the one with the two talents.
但是主人说好，你这又良善又忠心的仆人，你在不多的事上有忠心，我要把许多的事派你管理。最后几句很重要，可以进来享受你主人的快乐。
But the Lord says, well done.Good and faithful servant, you were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord.
那个两千的跟他差很远，但是主的奖赏，主的话是一模一样。
Even though the one with the two talents were far away from him, yet the words the Lord spoke to him was the exact same.
所以我们在这里看到什么？
What do we see here?
主所看重的不是你工作的大小。
So the Lord is not focusing on the greatness, the size of your work.
而且是你是不是良善、忠心的。
But whether or not you are a good and faithful servant.
你知道在彼得前书四章十节那里有一句话。
First Peter chapter 4 verse 10 says,
说个人要照着所得的恩赐彼此服侍， 做神百般恩赐的好管家。
As each one has received the gift, minister it to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God.
在马太福音、路加福音是讲到是仆人。
Or in Matthew and Luke, they were speaking about a servant.
但是有很多地方，甚至在路加福音里面也讲到是管家。
Oh, but in many, many places, also in Luke, it speaks about the steward.
你看到神是把他的家交给他的仆人来管理。
So we see God gives his house to his servants to administer.
今天主人到外国去了，我们的主到天上去了，他把地来交给我们这些奴仆来替他管理。
So the master has gone into heaven and he has given his house to his servants to administer.
但是你要看到，如果你是管家的话，你不管你做了多少事情，你还是一个奴仆。
So if you are a steward, it doesn't matter how much you do, you're still a servant.
因为主根本在造人的时候就是照着他的形象和样式造人，对不对？创世纪里面就是叫人在那里管理治理这地，对不对？
Because when God created man, he created man in his own image and his likeness.
所以所求于管家的是什么？是要他们忠心。
So he demands from the steward for them to be faithful.
但是你看到我们刚才提到的主对于他的仆人的要求是说什么？除了忠心，我们一直以为做仆人就是忠心，他前面还有个字，英文是 good， 中文是良善。
So for the demand from the master regarding the servants in Matthew, before faithful, there's another word which is good.
我们每一次讲到良善，我相信你不会忘记那个少年人的官来到主面前，主对他说的话，对不对？
So whenever we talk about good, I think you'll remember what the Lord, what the young ruler, when he came before the Lord said.
马太十九章、马可十章、路加十八章都提到这一件事情。
So in the three Gospels, they all mention about this matter.
特别是马可十章十八节。主耶稣对那个少年人的官说，你为什么称我为良善的呢？除了神一位之外，再没有良善的。
Especially Mark 10:18, Jesus said to him, why do you call me good? This is Jesus speaking to the young ruler. No one is good but one, that is God.
我每一次讲到要服侍、要恩赐、要成长，我们都重点讲忠心。
Often when we speak about gifts,and growth, we often focus on being faithful.
但是你看到主两次在不同的福音书里面称赞他们这些忠心的时候，前面还有一个字叫良善忠心。
But you realize that in these two gospels, God would, the Lord would say, besides the fact that they are faithful, he also adds that they are good.
今天我们在神的家里面服侍啊，忠心的人是不少的。
So when we serve in the house of God, there are many who are faithful.
但是为什么这么多忠心的人反而在教会的神的家里面这个问题很多？
But why is it that there are so many faithful servants and yet there are so many problems in the church?
我记得一个年长的弟兄跟我讲，我说我讲到教会的事情啊，我两腿发软了。
So an elderly brother said to me that whenever I speak on the church, both of my legs tremble.
就是麻烦多啊，我不知道你们这个有没有麻烦啊。
Because there are so many problems.
我想你们麻烦也不会少，因为你们人比我们多很多。你们人比我们多很多。
Because you have more people than us.
人多的地方一定有麻烦。
And whenever there are men, there are problems.
我觉得有的时候呢，就是这些表面上很忠心的人啊。找麻烦。
So it's those who appear to be faithful, they create the problems.
那些整天的不讲话，把银子埋在地里的呢，好像也不有什么是声音啊。 但是当时我告诉你，你这些人你不要高兴啊，主也跟你是算账的。
Oh, so it seems like those who hide their talents in the ground, they don't cause too much trouble, but don't forget, God will settle accounts with him.
但是你忠心，但是你更重要的是要良善。
Oh, so you need to be faithful, but you, importantly, you need to be good.
少年的观这个比喻就是说，没有一个，主耶稣说的啊，除神以外，没有一个是良善的。
Oh, the Lord Jesus said, no one is good but one, that is God.
弟兄姊妹，你知不知道今天我们服侍主要认识神？
Brothers and sisters, do you know, today as we serve the Lord, we need to know God.
但是 我还告诉你，你要真正的进入服侍啊，你还要认识你自己。
Oh, but I say, if you truly enter into service, you need to know yourself.
圣经里面说得很清楚，耶和华本为善。
Oh, the Bible is very clear. The Lord is good.
他所行的没有不良善的。
Oh, he does everything good.
但是讲到人呢？
But when we speaks about, when we speak about man,
传道书所罗门最有智慧，他就最了解人。七章二十节他怎么说？
Ecclesiastes, Solomon is very wise. And what does he say?
他说，七章二十说，时常行善而不犯罪的义人，世上实在没有。
Solomon says, for there is not a just man on earth who does good and does not sin.
保罗也认识他的自己。
Paul also knows himself.
罗马书七章十八节他说，我知道在我里头，就是在我肉体之中没有良善。
In Romans, Paul says, I know that there is no goodness inside of me.
因为立志行善由得我，行出来由不得我。
Because I may desire to do good, and yet I cannot do them.
弟兄姊妹，当我在这个鼓励弟兄姊妹要侍奉啊，要用你的恩赐啊的时候呢？然后你们就大发热心，就天下大乱。
So brothers, sisters, as I encourage you to be zealous and use your gifts, then all of you will rise up and it will be a catastrophe, it will be a riot.
但是很重要的我的话是，良善忠心才得到真正的奖赏。
But importantly, you have to be good and faithful.Before you actually get the reward.
在这个三个星期以前呢，这个基督学房在温哥华有一个特会。
So 3 weeks ago, in Vancouver, there was a conference, by the School of Christ.
然后呢，后来他们分组的时候，有个弟兄就告诉我，我们小组交通啊，有一个人说听了我讲的话，他很震惊。
So there was a brother in the group, small group, that says he heard my words and he was quite shocked.
我说我讲什么话叫他震惊啊？
I said, what did I say that made him so shocked?
其实我听到他震惊的原因，其实我很失望，我觉得我们这个基督学院很失败。
But after hearing his reason, I was quite disappointed.Because I felt the Academy of Christ was.
他就吴老师在上面讲啊，我们那些有三个老师，我说你们要知道，我们这三个老师没有一个是好人。
There were three of the Academy of Christ teachers speaking, and so the brother says none of the three are good.
我说的我们没有好人。
I was saying that none of us are good.
这个同学震惊，他以为我们都是好人。
So this student, a brother, he says that he thought we were good people.
Yeah. 那我告诉他们，我们这些没有一个是好东西。
So I told him that none of us are good.
弟兄姊妹，你不要以为我们站在讲台上的人都是好人。
So, brothers, sisters, don't think that those who stand at the pulpit are good.
保罗都说 汤里面没有良善。
Even Paul says that there's no good things in him.
我们要认识我们自己的本相。
We have to recognize our own nature.
只有一位神是良善的。
There is only one who is good, that is God.
所以当我们要服侍的时候，
So as we serve,
我们生命要成长的时候，
As our spiritual lives grow,
只有基督的生命在你里面活的时候，你才能够带出良善。
Only when the life of Christ grows in you can you bring out that good.
今天我鼓励弟兄姊妹要服侍，要摆上。
So today I encourage brothers and sisters to serve, to offer yourselves.
如果我没有讲下面这一段，你们就天下大乱，以后再也不要请我来了。
So if you just simply rise up and serve, you may have a riot.
弟兄姊妹，我们不是靠着我们天然的生命。
We are not depending on our natural lives.
我们是在神面前，让基督的生命在我们里面活出来。
But before God, we want to live out the life of Christ from us.
当你要运用你的一千两银子的时候。
When you are making use of your one talent.
是你天然的热心，天然的生命，还是十字架在你里面做工？然后叫主的生命活出来。
Is it your natural zeal or natural fervor that's prompting you, or is it the life of Christ prompting you?
在圣经里面，好人可以说巴拿巴是个好人，对不对？圣经里面说的话，使徒行传十一章二十四节，巴拿巴。
Barnabas.Okay, so in Acts, Barnabas is considered a good man.
圣经里面，《使徒行传》十一章二十四节那里告诉我们。
So in Acts 11 tells us
24啊，说这巴拿巴是个好人，被圣灵充满，大有信心，于是许多人归服了主。
Acts 11:24.For he was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and of faith, and a great many people were added to the Lord.
你在圣经里面，你找忠心的人，摩西啊，这些很多。
You can find many faithful people in the Bible, like Moses.
但是这里讲到，他是个良善 good 良善的人，因为他被圣灵充满。
But here it says that he was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit.
啊，你看英文这个圣经讲得很好。是满了圣灵的人。
The English specifically says full of the Holy Spirit.
今天你里面你的服事，你的热心是不是圣灵的引导？
Today, is your service led by this Holy Spirit?
你知道良善这个不光光是外面做的，而且是从内心里面发出。
So the good refers not only to the deeds that you see on the outside, but also is in the inside of your heart.
你在那里忠心，好像是我们外面的工作，但是良善是从内心里面，你那个本质。
So you see the faithfulness on the outside, but the good is from the inside, which is in the nature.
如果你有一个善心，你就有善言，你还有善行。
你
有一个good heart.
So if you have a good heart,
你还有一个好的行为。
Then you have the good deeds outside.
然后你还有好的言语。
And then you have the good words.
你看到。这是只有神的生命在你里面活，只有圣，你满有圣灵的时候，你的服事就带出神所要的良善。
So when you are filled with the Holy Spirit, then your service, it brings out, the good of God.
所以我们，你看到是在圣经里面，箴言二十五章十一节那里告诉我们。
So, Proverbs, tells us.
25:11, 说一句话说的何宜啊，就像金苹果落在银网子里面。
So, it says that, if a word is spoken appropriately, fittingly, it's like a apple falling on the net of gold.
那个说的合宜，就是今天什么叫做合宜？神喜悦的是合宜。
So whatever is pleasing God is appropriate.
金苹果，我们讲到是神的性情。
So the golden apple is referring to God's nature.
而且在银网子里面，在我们这些被主宝血救赎的人里面出来，这个就是合宜，就是讨神喜悦的。
So coming out from that silver net, which is those who are redeemed by the Lord, this is appropriate.
所以你知道人口中的话，其实是人的心声。
So the words from our mouths is really the voice from your heart.
你心中有良善。
When you have that good in your heart,
你口中的言语就充满了神的慈爱。神的怜悯，神的公义。
And then the words of your mouth will be filled with God's holiness, His righteousness.
你这样一个在救恩里面的人，你生命才能够成长。
Then one who is saved can grow in the Lord.
今天我们在主面前，我们怎么样能够有良善呢？
So today, how can we have this good before the Lord?
只有枝子常在葡萄树上，常住在主里面，与主有联合，你自然发出来的就是生命里面的良善。
Only when the branch abides in the vine, can the good come out from us.
今天我们一下子说干，我们就干，我们在那里拼命的好像来工作。
So today, we can just say, let's do it.And we just use our own zeal.
我记得多年前我接待那个一个传道人啊，可能有人知道 Boy Police 他的这个弟兄他到我家住。
So many years ago, I received a brother.
他的名字叫 Police.
His name is Police.
你知道我们接待中国人呢？有时候很麻烦。
So you know, when we receive Chinese guests, sometimes are troublesome.
因为你问他，你要吃什么早餐呢？他说什么都可以。那意思说你什么都要预备。
So if you ask him what would you like for breakfast, he'll say oh anything, and you have to prepare everything.
这个我们这个老弟兄啊，他告诉你我明天要吃什么。
But this elder brother, he tells you exactly what I'm going to have.
我要喝咖啡。
I want the coffee.
我要吃白 toast.
I want the white toast.
我要吃这个果酱，没有籽的。
I want the jam without the seed.
因为他有假牙，他告诉我。
Because he has dentures.
那这是很简单，他告诉我，好说，我感谢主，我就预备了嘛，对不对？
So I thank the Lord.
不用样样都预备，你们来了，我样样都预备，麻烦。
Because he tells you what he wants, so I prepared it for him.
然后最后他还讲一句。
And then he said,
他说我要七点半吃早餐。
I want to eat my breakfast at 7:30.
他看我，而且呢，我吃早餐的时候没有剃胡子，没有换衣服，我就出来。
And he says that when I take breakfast, I have not shaved and I have not dressed. I come with my pajamas.
那他又问我，你知不知道为什么？我不敢问他嘛。他的名字叫police嘛。
I did not dare ask him of any questions because his name is police.
他说呢，因为我每天六点半起来。
He says, I get up at 6:30 each morning.
我跟主有交通，读主的话。
I have some fellowship with the Lord. I read his word.
他说呢，如果我没有一个小时在主面前跟主有交通，我不知道今天怎么过。
Because he says, if I do not spend that 1 hour with the Lord, I don't know how to spend my day.
他说我不像你们。蹦起来就干这个干那个。
He says, I'm not like you. You just jump up and do anything you like.
他说一天 有弟兄姊妹来跟我交通，问我问题啊，或者我有服事，如果我没有跟主有好好的交通，我没有办法过我今天的日子。
So if I do not spend time in the Lord, with the Lord, there's no way I can interact with brothers and sisters and serve the Lord.
但是我做一个小时之后呢，我肚子饿了，我没有时间去换衣服，我就要出来吃早餐。
So after 1 hour, I get hungry and I have no time to dress and I just come up to eat breakfast.
弟兄姊妹，一个良善忠心的管家是一直活在与主的交通里面，让他的生命从你里面出来。
So, brothers, sisters, a good and faithful servant always abide in the Lord, allowing the goodness of God to come from him.
所以主对那五千两赚了五千，两千两赚了两千，是一样的奖赏。你这又良善又忠心的仆人。
So for the five talent earning five, the two talents earning another two, the words from God is the same. You, the good and faithful servant, you have the goodness of God.
可能我们有忠心。
Today we may be faithful.
但是我们有没有良善？
But do we have that goodness?
我们都知道没有一个人是良善的。
We know that no one is good.
只有基督在我们里面活出来，我们才有良善的心、良善的话、良善的行为。
Only when Christ is lived out from us can we have a good heart and good words and a good deed.
只有出于主的才是真正属灵的建造。
Only those that it comes from the Lord is the true building.
今天很多人有很多很大的恩赐，很大的工作。
Today many people have great gifts and great work.
但是他们的工作不能耐火。
But those work cannot withstand fire.
因为当交账的时候
，because during the giving accounts,
你是建造在沙土上，是草木禾秸，还是金银宝石？
If you're building upon the sand, or are you building upon using the precious stones?
是用主给你的恩赐，还要加上主的生命。
So together with the gifts the Lord gave you, also adding the life.
我们见主面的时候，主就说良善忠心的仆人。
And when we see the Lord, He says to us.Good and faithful servant.
你可以进来享受你主人的快乐。
You can come in and enjoy the joy of the Lord.
今天我们在神的家里面可能受了一些的委屈，我们付了很多的代价。
So today in God's house, you may have suffered wrong, or you may have had to pay a big price.
但是主说你这良善又忠心的仆人，你可以进来享受你主人的快乐。
But the Lord says,you, my good and faithful servant, come in and enjoy the joy of the Lord.
主的同在，服侍主的喜乐，超越一切受的委屈跟代价。
The presence of the Lord, the joy of the Lord, it is so much more surpasses the price that you have to pay.
求主用这些的话来帮助我们，也激励我们，叫我们都做一个。良善忠心的仆人。
May these words encourage us, that we may all become good and faithful servant for the Lord.
我们祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we want to thank you.
你是那位又良善又满有恩典怜悯的神。
Oh Lord, because you are that good and God who is full of grace.
今天我们在你的家里面，你叫我们。来尽忠。
Oh Lord, in your house today, you want us to be faithful.
你给我们的一切都是恩典。
Lord, everything you give us is by grace.
是超过我们所求所想的。
It is just beyond everything that we can imagine.
都是我们所不配得的。
Those we are unworthy to receive.
有一天你还要接我们到你的跟前。
And one day you will receive us before you.
我们要交账。
And we will have to settle accounts.
主，你不是要惩罚我们。
Lord, you're not there to punish us.
你是要奖赏我们。
You want to reward us.
你是要把你的喜乐给我们。
You want to give us your joy.
主啊，当你显现的时候，我们都要像你。
Lord, as you appear, we will be like you.
基督在我们里面，今天就成了那荣耀的盼望。
Today, Christ becomes that glorious hope in us.
我们今天是何等蒙福的一群人。
Lord, truly, we are, so blessed.
求主把这样的忠心，这样的良善赏给我们。
We ask that the Lord will grant us that faithfulness and that goodness.
叫我们在地上不是白占地主。
So that we are not simply occupying, this land and this earth.
叫我们见你面的时候，我们得到你自己的奖赏。你说，你这又良善又忠心的仆人，可以进到我前来。享受你主人的快乐。
And as we see your face, Lord, you will say to us, you good and faithful servant, come in to enjoy the joy of the Lord.
纪念在这里的见证。
Lord, the testimony here today.
纪念你家里面的每一个弟兄姊妹。
Remember every brother and sister in your house.
求你的恩典，求你的祝福显在这里。
May your grace and your blessing be revealed in this place.
我把一切的荣耀都归给你。
We give you all the glory.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Jesus' precious name we pray.
Amen. Amen.